Third paragraph, Mishnah Zion. This is explaining the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chacham we had in the previous Mishnayos of what is the halachic definition of a davar chashuv. The Mishnah says, "Shahayu Rav Meir." You know, Rav Meir defines a davar chashuv as shedata libanos, something that there's machlokes in the Gemara whether it's always counted or it's generally counted. The kaddish, then it always absent because it's considered davar chashuv. The Chachamim Maimim Ein Mekadosh El Shishu Zvon Bilvad. Chachamim say there are only six things that are considered super kosher, and those six things are not bottom. Rabbi Kiva Meshiva. Rabbi Kiva has another one and says a seven. But Elohim, what are these seven things? Egoizi Perach. These are certain types of nuts that were very kosher. Rimoni bodon, pomegranates from a certain place that were very kosher. Chavias tumay, you have barrels or jugs that were sealed, it's considered a kosher entity. Chufay trodin, that also bunches of spinach leaves. Kufay kruv, it's also heads of cabbage. The last Yevonim is a certain type of pumpkin, which is also a very large fruit. Those are the six. And Akiva, Yimei Afki Kosher Balabayis. Akiva says also a kikar of a Balabayis, a bread that's made Balabayis, is a davar chashuv, and if one of them is also, it's not bottom. Haroi La'arlov, Arlov, Lakem, Lakem. Of these things mentioned, some of them are Shaykh Ta'olim. That's only the things that are trees, the fruits of trees. And glycan is even things that are grains or vegetables, like the cabbage and the lettuce, the spinach leaves. Those can only be offered by glycan. They can't be offered by olive because they're not a tree. The bottom line of a mission is, as we said before, has to be something which is a double kosher. And Michael, we ask him that anything that is only sold by the unit is considered a double kosher and it's not possible. So if you have a chair, is also by a dog, it's mixed up with other shears, then it will, the whole mixture will become awesome.